Sunshine 106.8, Dublin's easy place to relax. It's the What's On Guide to the Weekend. It's Saturday Live with Alita Adams there. And get here. Now it's time to do this.
Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Travel Talk as always with Ed, who is back at base this week. And you were out and about doing a spot of posh shopping, I believe.
Yes, the Westin Hotel, which we all know is, I suppose, one of our fine five-star hotels right in the city centre there. And they're doing this very kind of clever idea with Brown Thomas where they've collaborated for a luxury personal shopping beauty consultation experience, right?
Wow, now, okay, that's quite a combination.
I'm not apologising, for this was a bit of luxury, Robbie, right? This was a very interesting experience because basically what it was, right, if you arrive with the car, wherever you come from, any part of Ireland, even from, you know, Dublin, wherever, there's valet parking when you arrive, which is a nice little touch of kind of America there. And then you have a luxury room with bed and breakfast. Now, the breakfast was fantastic there. And then you go down to Brown Thomas and you're welcomed by really lovely people there. And I had a glass of bubbles and a little gift. And then you decide if you would prefer, Robbie, to do personal shopping. Do you need advice about your personal attire? Or would you prefer a beauty consultation? Now, I kind of, I suppose, doing a bit of research. So I had a bit of both, actually. I kind of went for half and half. So as a man, I think it's interesting because sometimes we're kind of a little bit reticent. And, you know, you go shopping with the partner or the wife or whoever. And, you know, I'm terrible for shopping. I never know, does anything look good in me or not? I'm like, what do you think? And then I come home and I'm forever finding receipts to go back and change stuff. And it's like, you know,
so they give you the advice while you're there.
They do. They look at your colouring, you know, what colour your eyes, your hair, and, you know, and they kind of decide
what would look good in you, yeah.
The beauty consultation is also quite interesting because I guess a lot of men now are, like, you know, looking after themselves better than we used to. So things like grooming, cleaning your skin, getting rid of dead cells and, you know, rejuvenating yourself. I enjoyed it a lot. Now, you know, it was buzzing in there. It's busy at the weekend, so I enjoyed it. But I think it would be nice to do during the week as well.
And then do you go back to the hotel afterwards? Is
yeah,
that what happens?
Exactly. That's okay. It. So I checked in. A lovely room there overlooking Trinity. The Westin, I loved it. I had a little cocktail in the Mint Bar downstairs. Even though you're in your own city, I guess, I really enjoyed
it. And is it expensive to do this as a package?
Now, it depends, right, on the different rates. I was looking just before I came into today, and the package for two people for all the stuff was $485. So I've learned a lot about, you know, how to kind of look after yourself a bit better.
You came in 10 years younger than you did leaving last week.
Yeah. That was the healthy breakfast in.
And then, of course, you were off to sunnier climes to check out Malaga.
Yeah. Now, of course, Malaga, I suppose, Robbie, a lot of people would have gone to Malaga for years and turned right or left and never seen the city at all. Yeah. It's an airport. Picasso is celebrating his 50th anniversary next year, 2023. And there's a lot of celebrations planned for Picasso. Of course, he was born there. He lived there till he was 12. Then he moved to Coruña and then he moved on, of course, and he lived a lot in France and Paris. He said he'd go back to Spain when there was democracy again, but of course he died in 72 and Franco was still in power. So he never went back to Malaga. But there's a beautiful Picasso museum there, which is wonderful. The Casa Natale, where Picasso was born. As a city itself, I mean, wow, I absolutely love it. Like Calle Larios, it's all marble. For Christmas now, the whole place lights up and it's amazing. There's a company there, We Love Malaga. com, and Paco took me on this. I've done tapas tours with them before and it was great because we did the pinchos, the tapas, and I went to the real bodegas there, the place where they make the Malaga wine. Big, huge, massive oak barrels. You can smell the, like, sherry out the door, you know,
right.
And everyone shouting and roaring. And
is it a big
fly.
City or can you compare it to anywhere we would know?
Yeah, I mean, Malaga is one of the oldest cities in the world. I think they said it's one of the third, when I was doing the sightseeing tour, one of the third oldest cities in Europe. I stayed in the Soho Boutique Hotel. They have a whole chain of them there. Really, really nice, great location. very good rates, from 120 a night, bed and breakfast. What I loved as well was the shopping is phenomenal there, right? Now, Larios is your main street with all the labels there. If you go two or three streets down, you'll find the prices dropping a bit, like Henry Street here. I did a bike tour around Malaga. There's a lovely little fishing village 15 minutes away on the bike, which we went to as well, which is gorgeous. There's two beaches there. Really, really nice. The food, of course, you've loads of
restaurants. And is it expensive now to eat and shop in?
No, not at all. You can have lunch for 10 or 11 euros, you know, three courses. The most beautiful cod.
Why do you think people don't go to Malaga as a destination?
I don't know.
Now?
I mean, I've been plugging it for years, really, I suppose, because for me, I would live in Malaga in the morning. I mean, I love it. I would actually live there no problem, because the quality of life is fantastic there. I met people there. One of our tour guides, Elena, she was from Russia. She's there 19 years. She married a Spanish guy. Absolutely, like, loves the place. People just go there and they fall in love with it. It's a great place. Now, the Alcazabar as well, by the way, up at the top. You've the history there, Robbie. The Phoenicians, the Moors, the Ottoman. You know, you've all that history there. And you go into these palaces and you see the way they were, like, way back in medieval times. And that's also, like, fantastic. I've been saying to people for years, you know, stay in Malaga for a few nights. Don't just.
What about flights? What are you talking price wise?
Yeah, look, I flew over with Aer Lingus. There's loads of flights. I'll be Ryanair, Aer Lingus, 140 return. I was booking again for next March already, 82 each way, just for March.
That's
and
good.
April.
Where can we get information? Is there any particular site we can go to?
There is indeed. If you go to the place I was saying to you there, Spain.info is very good. They've got loads of stuff on it there. WeLoveMalaga.com is a great website. I love Malaga, and I think WeLoveMalaga.com is a great name.
And of course, you're going to be telling us next week how you got on when you caught that train down to Torremolinos.
Yes, Torremolinos 2030. There's a whole movement to make Torremolinos very glitzy and fabulous, and they're doing a great job.
Well, look, we're looking forward to finding out about your adventures next weekend on Saturday Live on Travel Talk. And of course, you can go to the Travel Talk website to listen back to all of the adventures Ed has had around the world over the past while. Thanks for dropping in.
No problem. Muchas gracias, Robbie.
Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands, because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.